A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Moed Katan Daf Chaf Dalid. Moed Katan 24a. Pagination is 47. Two lines up from the wide lines. A halacha regarding kriya, tearing of a garment upon the passing of a relative. Kol kera she'ino b'sha'as chimum. Any tearing that's not at the time of the grief. Eino kera is not considered a tearing, is no mitzvah to tear, and you're not yotze kriya by doing so. Kriya has to be at the time of grief. Now, the common application of kriya, lo aleinu, is by the loss of a close relative, but there are two other categories of kriya which do exist. One, mentioned in Yoredeya Shin Mem Sifhei, Ha'omid Bishas Yetzias Neshama, a person who is there at the time of the passing is supposed to do Kriya, tear a garment. We'll have to discuss that hopefully in a moment. Also, there's a concept of Kriya regarding Rabbo, his Rebbe, certain cases of Chaveiro, a colleague, sometimes even a good Jew, regular, even if he's not his particular friend, and of course a Nasi, an elder statesman. There are different applications where a person might be tearing their garments. Some of these are not particularly the minig. For example, the minig is not dominantly to tear b'shas petira at the time of a passing, because we're worried that people will shy away from being present at the time of a passing if they know that they're going to have to tear their garments. And we're told in Shin Lamed Tes, Sif Dalid, that it is tremendously comforting to the person who's passing away to have accompaniment, to have someone there with them, keeping them company during the passing. So we very much want someone to be there. And therefore, some of the commentaries say that the common custom is not to tear upon a passing, because we're worried what might come out of that is something far worse, that people will shy away from being present at the time of a passing. An interesting solution does exist. Some suggest that we should invoke the words of the Ramah in Shin Mem Sif Beis, which is that in some cases you're allowed to tear Bishulei HaBeged at the bottom of the garment, so that instead of tearing at the collar the way we would do by regular kriya for a relative, like by a levaya, a person can go ahead and do what appears to be more of a token tearing on the bottom of a shirt, possibly even the part that gets tucked in. And like this, they could fulfill the mitzvah of kriya, but in a very non-intrusive way. Perhaps. In any case, this is the general concept of kriya upon the passing of a person, dominantly by a close relative, but it does exist in other applications as well. When do we do the kriya? So, in original halacha, the presentation was that a person would do kriya for a close relative if they're present at the time of the petira, at the time of the passing. That's when they would do the kriya. That is not commonly observed. And the reason that's given is because we're worried that a person who has the loss of a relative is not particularly scholarly or knowledgeable, and they might not do kriya properly. In our time, we could add the emotional aspect that we don't want them to tear on their own. It's inappropriate pain. We want them to, certainly it's painful and there's grief, but let them do it together with somebody who coaches them, who helps them, who guides them. The minig is that the Chevra Kadisha start the tear, someone starts it on their behalf, cuts through the seam, gets them started, and then the Aval himself or herself does the tear from there. So that's done once we can assemble the appropriate people, and that's not typically true at the time of passing, which is, to a certain extent, unpredictable. Our Gemara tells us that there was a concept of Kriya, as we alluded to, that went well beyond a close relative and entered into the realm either of a colleague or of a respected elder statesman type of Kriya. The Gemara tells us one line up from the wide, V'ha'amru le'lishmuel noch nafshe derav. They informed Shmuel that Rav had passed away. Kora alei tereser mani. And he tore 12 garments as an expression of mourning this great loss. Omar, he said, by a way of explanation, Ozal gavro dahava mistafino mine. Gone is the person from whom I was afraid, or that I had fear of. So the Marshal learns that this was simply a statement, like a global statement, no particular unique relationship between Shmuel and Rav, simply the fact that Rav was a great person, an elder statesman, a person whom I had fear of, I was afraid of him, because of the pasuk, it says Shama lokecha tira l'rabos tamidei chachamim, that we have to have fear of great Talmudic scholars. But Rashi, which I believe is what's often quoted as explanation of this Gemara, says t'mistafino minei, I was afraid of him bekushios, because he used to ask questions. In other words, the person in my life of whom I personally am afraid, the person I am answerable to, the person who can call me up and say you are out of line. And a person has to have such a person in their life. So Shmuel said, that person who filled that role for me, who could ask me a good question, and I was answerable to it, that's the gavro de mistafina mine, the person I was afraid of, and the loss is tremendous, and therefore he tore. Amalei l'Rabbi Yechanan, they likewise told Rabbi Yechanan, noch nafshei d'Rabbi Chanina, the Rabbi Chanina passed away, karalei t'leiser itzteli milsa, and he tore 13 valuable garments. Omar, he said, similarly, ozal gavra dava mistafino mine, the person who I was afraid of has passed away. And the Gemara is wondering, that's not shas chimum, that's not the time of grief, that's not the time of the passing. That's a time when they were informed. Shaini rabbanan dekeven dekol shaita midkiri shemaitayu kishas chimum domi. The Gemara's response is that when it comes to Talmidei Chachamim, whenever you're constantly talking in Torah and you talk about what they taught you or exchanged thoughts, built towards a conclusion together, so it's always shas chimum, and the loss is intense and noticeable, and it is possible to do a kriya, a tearing, at that time because the grief is active. This opens up a very interesting observation that the Gemara tells us that if a person is taking leave of a friend, a person should leave by way of exchanging a halachic thought, shemitoch kach zochurehu, because by doing so, they will remember each other. Our Gemara is introducing the depth of what does it mean to remember somebody because they exchanged a Torah thought with you, to the point that our Gemara considers it a unique relationship, that mentioning someone else's Torah and feeling the loss that they are no longer with you, if it's the case of a passing and that's why they're not with you, that's kishas chimum, and you could do kriya on that. Certainly, this other Gemara is describing, if the person is simply taking leave of you and you just want them to remember you, fondly remember you. So that's mention a halacha, and they will recall the relationship. The Pischei Tshuva in Simen Shin Mem, Sif Katan Beis, explores the question of what happens if a person had the passing on Shabbos, so they couldn't tear because it was Shabbos. And the understanding is that they should simply set aside a time of chimum, a time of grief, when they gather by the kvura, gather by the levaya, gather at some point, there's a moment of chimum, and that's the time when they would do the kriya. Similarly, that seems to be our custom, that we do not have the person tear kriya at the time of the passing, but rather at a specific maimed, at a specific time, that is a shas chimum, usually it's the gathering for the levaya, and at that time, in front of the aron, in front of the casket, we do the kriya, because that too is a shas chimum, a moment of grief. Yeshe koach, thank you for joining.